Welcome back. You're listening to RTR FM 92.1.
And that was the Hermitude with Observation Deck for the latest album.
Are they touring or something, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming soon in September. Yeah. I don't know the exact date, but sometime.
I saw a poster in a toilet in Queensland that was advertising the gig in Perth. I thought that was quite cute. On the phone with us now, we have Christo Neal. Don't we?
Hey, guys.
There you are. Good. How are you going, Christo?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Al.
Over in sunny, well, it's night time now, I suppose, but sunny Sydney?
Sunny Sydney. It's actually been quite fine over here, and it's sunny spring weather, really.
Yeah, and why are you there? Please, tell us why you're there.
I'm here because of the Forbes conference that's going on, and I was lucky enough to discover that there was also the Sydney Social Forum.
Oh, okay.
And an anarchist conference lined up to all happen in the same week as the Forbes conference.
So, like, it's a gathering of terrorists, then?
Something like that, yes. All us radical and subversive characters were aiming to come together.
Cool. And so, I believe yesterday there was many actions, and last night a breach in the perimeter fence, I believe, and today some sort of reclaim the streets kind of actions and reclaiming building actions. Can you tell us about what happened yesterday?
Sure. Look, yesterday was billed as, I guess, the main gathering down at the Opera House, and I've got to say I'm slightly disappointed by the turnout. I think I came across from Perth hoping that Sydney was really going to turn it up for last night, which wasn't quite the case, but nevertheless there were probably somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people gathered down in Museum Square, which is the spot that the police had designated that we would gather. We weren't necessarily going to stick to their agenda, but that certainly was the gathering point. And even prior to that, there were big blocks of people that met in different parts of the city. I marched down with a group that included both the education block and Christians Against Greed, which was a nice little diverse block to have with us. And we marched through the city, and essentially that was a Reclaim the Streets action, you know, between sort of 3 and 5 yesterday afternoon. And marched down to Museum Square. A couple of thousand people gathered down there, and despite the relatively small numbers, the diversity, the colour, the music, the speeches, it was fantastic. It was a really good feeling.
And good.
Then sometime after, there was a decision taken to march to the barricades, effectively, and obviously the police had locked down the Opera House for several hundred metres, but we marched those barricades, and literally within 5 minutes of us being at that point, those barricades started coming down.
Yeah, it looked like it wasn't that difficult to tear them down too. Looking at some of the video footage last night from the Sydney Indie Media, a few guys pushing.
There was some pretty committed people within the crew, there was certainly a commitment that the barricades weren't going to stay. So, they came down very quickly.
Okay, well, what happened then? Did people get through and into the line?
Only in very small numbers, yeah. Al. I guess this was the part of the disappointing thing about having the size of the crowd we did, was that even though we got the barricades down, the chances of big numbers getting any closer was almost impossible. And so basically half a dozen people got across and got picked off very quickly, and then the police mobilised with great and fairly intense force, descended on us with horses and great numbers, and threw us back eventually from the fence. And very quickly there were new lines in the sand drawn that were not going to be crossed by the numbers we had. So the standoff, continued from there.
I suppose the main things we see in the corporate media are those kinds of images, but I believe there was quite a festive, carnival-esque kind of atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
We didn't see.
Once that second line was drawn, there was an obvious understanding, I think, from our side, that we were never going to get any close to the Opera House last night. And so then the music just started cranking up, the drummers started drumming, people were dancing, people were chanting, and yeah, there was. There was a really nice atmosphere. Obviously, there was still a bit of underlying tension, knowing that we were surrounded by what was a very over-the-top and pretty hardcore police presence. But as much as we could, we ignored that and enjoyed the fact that we were there making our point.
You know, it's quite a long distance to travel and a lot of effort to go to get over there to protest this Forbes 500, what, for people who don't know, is a list of supposedly 500 American corporations based on things like sales, profits, assets, market value and so forth. What are your personal reasons for going so far over there and protesting this?
Look, I guess for me, it's just really important that when things like this happen in Australia, that we do try and mobilise numbers. And obviously, yeah, I can't afford to take weeks off and pay for trips across the country all the time, but I hope that there's always representatives from different cities and states that try and get to support actions that are interstate, and this one seemed like something really important. And I would have loved it if Sydney had mobilised 20,000 instead of 10,000, but I'm still glad that I was here, and particularly that I could, I guess, really get involved with the weekend leading up to it, with the subplot anarchist conference, with the Sydney Social Forum, to continue, I guess, to mix it up between states, to be talking to each other, communicating, learning from each other. I think it's really a valuable time to do that sort of thing.
We're talking with Christo Newell in Sydney. So, Christo, do you think with the police presence there, do you think that deters people from protesting? I wonder this lately about the heavy police presence at so many protests, that it deters people, that threat, that intimidation.
I think for some people it obviously does. I mean, even without experiencing it last night, the talk was that the police presence was going to be pretty overbearing.
We're talking about 1,000, I think, police?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could have even been higher, but certainly the police were saying that they had 1,000 people down there. And I'm sure for the general public, many of whom do agree with the protests and don't agree with what Forbes are on about, the idea of going down and confronting 1,000 police is not their idea of a fun Tuesday night out.
Yeah,
so I think we've always got to remember that whatever the media say about us not being able to gain numbers and being a minority, we represent thousands and millions of people, because a lot of people just, for whatever reason, whether it's fear or apathy or distraction, they're not down there, but they're still with us in spirit.
Indeed, indeed. And so today you were talking to me before about an action that shut down the ANZ Bank. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, look, that was, I guess, in the context of today's themes, which was that rather than, particularly given the small numbers, rather than try and blockade the Opera House or the Forbes conference itself, given that massive police response, that we would instead do a diversity of city actions and target the machinery of these corporations that we're protesting. And so there was a number of actions that happened starting around noon today in Sydney, and they included a reclaim the streets, an action against Halliburton, actions against ANZ banks, and probably a number of others that I haven't even heard about yet. And the ANZ banks were, well, going back a step, I part of the reclaim the streets initially, and that was a really reasonable reclaim the streets action. There was between 100 and 200, I guess.
Oh, cool. Did it shut down the street?
It certainly shut down the street for a while, but again, it just drew this very intense police presence. And my whole experience of the police here for this Forbes event, I guess, has been that the police are just, you know, in a don't-take-prisoners mood. They're just not negotiating. They are coming down hard. So although we did reclaim the streets for some time, after a while we were forced to reclaim the pavement instead. But although that's a bit of a shame, on the other hand, that reclaim the streets drew a massive police response to that, while other smaller groups went and did other actions in other parts of the city. And I've got to say, that diversity of tactics is a really useful one. And So a group of us at one point splintered off to go and target ANZ banks, and there was at least three groups that went to different ANZs, and we had a very small group of only 10 people, but we were able to blockade one of the main ANZ banks in the heart of the CBD, and just for people to understand why we're targeting the ANZ, it's because they are part of the Iraqi Reconstruction Bank, and essentially what we consider to be part of the occupation.
Indeed, they're profiting from it to all levels.
Absolutely, and so we were really targeting the ANZ and saying to people, look, the ANZ Bank is profiting out of a war, they're profiting out of illegal occupation, they're making money out of killing Iraqis.
Mm.
And so we took our small crew of 10 and targeted one of the main CBD ANZs, and it was just amazing, and for us, beautiful, that within 20 minutes we had shut that branch down.
Wow.
And we were able to go right inside the bank. We had a fake dummy, which was represented our dead Iraqi. We had stickers talking about ANZ profiteering out of the war, and we were able to go right in and talk to customers and sticker up the teller's windows and have a discussion that was recorded on video camera with the manager there. And when the police came, we removed out the front, but we were then able to have a really good blockade out the front for some time, with a lot of the public stopping to look at what was going on.
Mm.
And as I say, within, again, the police presence wasn't big in number, but they were very intense and very hardcore. But we just, you know, towed the line as far as we could. And as I say, within 20 minutes, that branch had closed down. And for us to see that 10 of us could close down an ANZ branch, and
wow,
then regroup with other groups and hear that all of the ANZ banks in the inner city today closed for the afternoon. Because we had just made it clear that different groups of us were going to go and target different branches. And so, as far as we're concerned, we shut down part of the machinery of the Iraqi occupation. We were very happy with that. So, yeah.
How's the public response been on the ground in general to the actions, to the Reclaim the Streets today, to things like that, and last night as well?
Well, it's been really diverse. I think I've had a number of conversations, and I've really tried to engage the public, particularly as we've been walking through the city. And I think there's been the usual kind of curious disbelief or not quite sure what's going on. But there's also been a lot of people that have been willing to stop, including a guy who apologised that he was talking to me while he wore a suit. You know, what are you guys on about? Tell us more about the Forbes thing. Right through to, I didn't think that Sydney would be this unoriginal, but I've had probably 4 people yell out of car windows, get a job.
Sort of.
So
you've already got a job.
We've got to say we've had the full range of responses, I guess.
And finally, Christo, the list of the Forbes 500 list is calculated on the 5 factors: sales, profits, assets, market value, and employees. If you were to make up a bit of a list yourself, if you're given that, you know, you got a job for Forbes magazine all of a sudden, well, do you... what would your factors be?
You've put me on the spot there, mate.
I was saying to my partner last night, we'd fit in with designer track pants and a concrete driveway.
That's beautiful.
Hmm. He's got no comment.
What can I say? You blow me away.
All right, well, as I said, we're talking to Christo Newell, and we'll finish up now. I think my phone card's just about run out of credit. So what's next? Is the anarchist conference already gone?
It has, but the convergence and the protests certainly haven't. So I think I might say that Sydney is still in for a few surprises from us subversive folk that are gathered here over the next couple of days.
Great.
So keep your eyes and ears peeled, and I hope that we can continue to make a bit of noise and let the Forbes mob know that we're not too happy there in town.
Excellent. Well, we're going to give a bit more of a rundown on 7 reasons to protest Forbes Global CEO conference in a minute. Thanks heaps, Christo, and we'll get back in the studio when you get back into Perth and grill you a bit more.
All right. Look, I'd be happy to do that.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Christo.
Good to talk to you guys.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Get on with it.
Absolutely, everybody.
Give it in.